I work in a theater, and it was a theater a lot like this, and I was the carpenter there. And the carpenter's job, it's a cool job, because I didn't have to climb up ladders and work on all the lights up there. I was terrified of ladders. They had this old rickety A-frame ladder that sits like this and then goes straight up. And you climb it up, and you're supposed to saddle it like a horse. I'd get like this, and I'd start shaking. And I couldn't do it. I just could not do it. And I was fine with that. And then one day, they said, well, you're going to take over as the TD, because our TD, she's going to Edinburgh for the summer. So you get that job. And I was like, I can't climb that ladder. And I didn't know what to do. I was terrified. And I sat down in the back of the theater, and I fell asleep. And it seemed like a good thing. I was exhausted, and I fell asleep. And as soon as I was asleep, I was floating in space. And it was like it was a ballroom. It had been a ballroom back in the 1800s. And I'm floating in the space. There's this beautiful girl wearing a white dress standing down in front of this acoustical dome. And I go to her, and I'm floating in front of her, and it's like we're conversing. And it's really, I'm not saying anything, but I feel like I'm being downloaded, like a computer's being hacking into my brain, right? And there she is, and we start to dance, and the dancing got really convulsive, like it was sex. And then I got pulled away from her. I got pulled away from her, and all of a sudden it looked like somebody shot her. She got like shot, like, and she started to sink to the floor, and I started to spin, and I knew I had to get back into the chair. And when I was back in the chair, I opened my eyes. I was wide awake. I was out of breath, and from that moment on, I didn't have any fear of ladders. I believe this girl was a ghost, and she saw what was wrong in my head, and she fixed it. Thank you.